The Gemara continues, Daf Samach Omid Bey, six lines from the bottom, the first wide line. Ibayilhu, Pesach Sheshochtoi B'Shayimoy Sashono B'Shinui Bayilim Mahu. The Gemara now asks an additional question. We asked before a question of Pesach B'Shayimoy Sashono, which is Shlomim. Sheshochtoi Lishmoy, which means the same Pesach. V'Shaloi Lishmoy, what's the din? Is the Shaloi Lishmoy, which is good, because the Shab Moise Hashanim Shaloi Lishmoy is the Shlomim. Is that Oike the same Lishmoy, the same Pesach or not? And that was the Machlokes before we had Rav and Rav Adah Ba'Avel. Now the Gemara continues, you didn't think of Machshov of Shaloi Lishmoy. You didn't think specifically not, it shouldn't be like Shem Korim Pesach. But it was a Pesach Sheshochta B'Shaim Moise Hashanah B'Shinu Bailim. And the question now is, Mahu, Shinu Bailim Kishinu Kodesh Domiu Machshele? Is Shinu Bailim like Shinu Kodesh and it's Machshirit? And Rabbi Chanan explains, meaning, just like we know that a Korban Pesach B'Shai Mois Hashona is a Shlomim, so if you think Shaloi Lishmo, it's Oike the same Pesach, because Shaloi Lishmo is the right Kavona, so it's Oike the same Pesach, and Memela it's good. And likewise, we say over here, Bishinu Bailim, since Shinu Bailim Bizmanoi would also be a psul in the Korban Pesach. Because after all, Pesach has Bilim Inuyov, so it's Oike the same Pesach. So Huadin, Shinu Bailim, Bishayim Ois Hashona, is Oike the same Pesach, and it will be a proper kosher Shlomim. Meaning, just like Lishma v'Shaloi Lishma. Shaloi Lishma is Oike the same Pesach. Because Shaloi Lishma makes it that it's not a same Pesach. Shaloi Lishma means the same Shlomim. So B'Shayim Hashanah it's good and it's strong to Oike the same Pesach. So Huadin, Shinu Bailim, which is also Psul, that uproots the same Pesach, because you're supposed to be Leminuyov. So also B'Shayim Hashanah Shinu Bailim would make it a proper and kosher Korban Shlomim. Or the other side is no. Maybe Dafka Machshove Shaloi Lishmo is Taka the Oike Shem Pesach. It's a Machshove that Pesach becoming Pesach. Over there, Taka, it's a Kosher Shlomim. Masha Enken Shinu Bailim is not going to be like Shinui Kodesh. Over there, it's not going to have the Koyach to uproot the Shem Pesach and it won't be a Kosher Shlomim. Zog du mal again, Ibailu, Pesach Sheshochte Bishayim Ois Hashonah Bishinu Bailim Mahu. Shinu Bailim Kishinu Kodesh Domi Umachshele. Oy loy. Or it's not going to be the same as Shaloi Lishmo. Shaloi Lishmo itaka with your machshava, your oike the same korban pesach to a shlomim. So mele it's machshir bekach that it's a korban shlomim b'shayim ois hashona. Masha inkin shinu bailim is not a machshava that is oike the same pesach from the korban. So mele b'shayim ois hashona, it would not be a kosher korban shlomim. Zok the gemara om rapopa amris l'shmaitze kameidin rove. And he said as follows, hoil v'shinu kodesh poisla bizmanoi. Shinu kodesh bizmanoi. On Erev Pesach, it's a psul, Shinu Kodesh. V'shinu Bailim Poisa Bizmanoi. Likewise, Shinu Bailim is a psul Bizmanoi on Erev Pesach. Ma Shinu Kodesh Poisa Bizmanoi, Machshir Lachas Manoi. Just like Shinu Kodesh, it passels Bizmanoi, but it's Machshir Shloi Bizmanoi to be Oikar Shem Pesach and it's a Shlomim. Av Shinu Bailim Poisa Bizmanoi, Machshir Lachas Manoi. So we're comparing Shinu Bailim to Shinu Kodesh. V'om Ali, and Rav Popa said that I said this in front of Rava, and Rava told me back, Loi, there's a fundamental difference between Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailim. Im an b'Shinu Kodesh came psula b'gufoi. Number one, Shinu Kodesh is a psul in the guf. The guf ha-korban was for the wrong korban. Instead of a Pesach, it's a shlomim. So that's a psul in the guf. V'yeshno b'dalat avoidus. It's v'yeshno b'arba avoidus. Meaning the psul of Shinu Kodesh is relevant to all dalat avoidus. Meaning shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, they all can't be shaloi lishma. The Shinu Kodesh, Shaloi L'Shem Korban, is a psul all Dalal Avodis. Mashenken Shinu Bailim, Be'etzim is only Negeya, B'Shas the Zrika. Because what is the Vart in Shinu Bailim? It's supposed to be a Kapora for the Bailim. So the Shinu Bailim is in the Zrika. The Zrika is the Kapora. The Zrika is causing the Lechaper. So over there is a psul Shinu Bailim. We know that you can have all Dalal Avodis Shinu Bailim. That doesn't mean the Dalal Avodis. It means when you Shoichet, in order to be Zurich for the wrong Bailim. Or when you're Makabel, and in order to be Zurich for the wrong Bailim. Or you're Heulich, in order to be Zurich for the wrong Bailim. But in the Etzemai Shechita, or Kabbalah, or Elocha, there is no Psul in Shinu Bailim. Shinu Bailim is in the Kapora, which is in the Zrika. Shinu Kodesh is in all Dalat Avoidus.
because all Dalal Avodis is a psul of Shinu Kodesh. It has to be L'shem the Korban, side of Shechita, side of Kabbalah, Halacha, and Dezrika. Mashenk and Shinu Bailim is only Be'etzim Dezrika. Now there is an exception of Shinu Bailim by Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach, it's not the Kapora. Korban Pesach is not a Kapora like all Korbanos. All Korbanos, the Shinu Bailim is in Dezrika. By Korban Pesach, it's not for a Kapora, it's for an Achilas Bailim. So over there, the Shinu Bailim is in the Shechita Taka. And that's why there's a din, you have to be Shoichet Leminuyov. Dafka Leoichlov, Dafka for the people that are the Bailim. It can be Shoichet Shaloi Leminuyov. So by Korban Pesach is the exception to the rule where Shinu Bailim is in the Shechita. But all other Korbanos, the Shinu Bailim is Dafka in the Zrika, which is the Kapora. Mashen is Shinu Kodesh is Yeshem Ba'arba Avoidis. Continues the Gemara, Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph. Another difference between Shinu Kodesh and Shinu Bailim is V'yeshna La'acha Misa, meaning if the person died, Zog Rashi, Meis, Benoi may be Korban Aviv. The son brings the Korban on behalf of his father. V'im Shachta Shalai Lishmoi. And if he made it, and if he Shachta Shalai Lishmoi, V'olah L'shem Choyva. V'achrayis HaKorban Mutlam Nichsei HaMeis. And it's to continue the achrayis on the Nechosim of the Meis. V'tzorch Lovi Acher. So that's a Yeshna La'acha Misa. Another difference Shinu Kodesh has, V'yeshna B'tzibur K'v'yochid. Meaning a Korban Tzibur can also not be brought for the wrong carbon. This is din of Shinu Kodesh and the carbon Tzibur, just like carbon Yochid. So these are the four differences. Number one, it's a psul aguf. Number two, it's the gay old Dalal Avodis. Number three, it's Yeshna La'acha Misa and Yeshna B'tzibur K'v'yochid. Zog demora, toima b'shinu b'aylim. Mashenken shinu b'aylim, the ain psul b'gufoy. It's not a psul in the guf of carbon. It's a psul in who the b'aylim is. But not in the chefts of the carbon. Ve'eino b'dalal avoidis. It's not the psul in all arba avoidis. Like we said, it's only a psul in the zrika. Zog drashi, al v'shinu b'aylim, mechashe b'dova achihu. Ve'eino b'arba avoidis b'shaz vochim. The lav Pesach, it's not a korban Pesach. The lav ikon achila. The regular korban is not meant for achila. It's meant for kapora. Elo the kapora lo yishayach shinu bailim. Elo bezrika. Kapora is only relevant to the zrika. She'ein lo bekorban ala kaporosoi. The kapora leis ala bezrika. V'chim abin al shach avoidis lepois lo bishinu bailim. And when we do find all the dalal avoidis are relevant to the psul of shinu bailim in the Gemara and Zvachim, is lo abin al elo. We're referring to dafka shoichet liskaper. When you shecht in order to be zorik, that the wrong person, you're being zorik for the wrong person, for the shinu bailim, for the kapara should take place b'shas zrika for the wrong person, b'shas shchita, you're thinking about the zrika. Or moilech, or mekabel lizrik l'shem acher, or zorik mimen l'shem acher. Only it's relevant to the zrika, either shchita for the zrika, or kabola for the zrika, or the zrika itself. Aval shoich l'shem acher, shtei hashchita levado l'shem acherim, that's not a problem. And if you don't think about the zrika during the shchita, you only think about the shchita for the wrong bailim, kosher, that's no problem, because the ik is the kapara, the kapara is not the shchita. And then Rashi continues a few lines under that, and he says, "Umiu vade pesach, mashen korban pesach, sheikol bailov leochel." It's not for a kapara. So shochta shelo l'shem bailov la'achilu l'menuin acherim is possible. By Korban Pesach taka, it's the shinu bailim is in the shchita. K'ritonim asin shochta shelo l'menuin possible. So al kaponim we see over here that shinu bailim is not bedalat avoidus. Zog the Gemara, toima b'shinu bailim de'ein psula begufoi. Number one, it's not a psula guf. Ve'ein ba'ar ba'avoidus, not negate all ba'ar ba'avoidus, only in the zrika. Ve'ein oi la'achamisa. It's not relevant la'achamisa. Meaning, once the bailim died, so you can't say there's a problem of Shinu Bailim. There is no Bailim. After he's dead, so what does it mean? You're Meshana the Bailim. There's no problem in Shinu Bailim. It's kosher. Ve'eina b'tzibur k'v'yochid. The reason why it's not b'tzibur k'v'yochid, because what is Shayach Shinu Bailim by Tzibur? Tzibur means Gans Kol Yisrael. So who are you being Meshana? Who is not included in the Tzibur? Zok Rashi, ve'eina b'tzibur, de'l'shem mi'yishana oisoi, shalo yeh Bailov. Everyone is the Bailim. After all, it's a carbon tzibur. Elam, are you going to tell me l'shem goyim? That's not called shinu bailim. Elam l'shem nochem loymifsel. That's not called a psul shinu bailim by a carbon tzibur. K'ram gidon hosom. Ulekamam b'shmaitzin. The ain shinu bailim poisel elam kin shineu l'mechuyiv kapor kamoisei. It's only when you're mishana for the bailim someone who's mechuyiv kapor like him. A guy's not mechuyiv kapor. So there is no shinu bailim by a carbon tzibur. So al kaponim we see that there is no psul of shinu bailim. It's not a psula guf, it's not ba'arba avoidus, it's not la'achamisa, and it's not b'tzibur k'v'yochid. Now the Gemara says, va'afagav detarti lav dafka, two of these differences are lav dafka, they're not muchach, but at least two of them are dafka, tartami are dafka. Now, which two are not dafka? Zog Gemara,
the din of psula begufoy is lav davka. Why? The maishna shinu ba'alim lav psula begufoy. What makes shinu ba'alim not a psula in the gufa korban? The psula machshava ba'almahu. It's only a psula machshava. I'm thinking about the wrong ba'alim. So zok the gemara shinu kodesh nami psula machshava ba'almahu. The etzim you can look at shinu kodesh also only as a psula machshava. They both have a common denominator, the psula machshava. So it's not called the psula begufoy be'etzim. They both are only a psula machshava. So mele that difference is not a real substantial difference. Vesu. Another one of the differences that we said is not established either. We said that Shinu Bailim is not Lachamisa because there is no Bailim anymore. That's not so poshut. Rav Pinchas said that there is a Shinu Bailim Lachamisa. That means that if you shech the Shlo L'shem Bailim, the Yorish has to now bring another carbon. That there's still a Bailim, even though he's dead, but there's still a Shinu Bailim Lachamisa. So Mela, you don't have this difference, Shinu Bailim and Shinu Kurdish Lachamisa. So two of these are takalav davka, but lemaisa two of the other ones, meaning yeshna b'yochid k'bitzibur versus shinu b'aylim is not b'tzibur, and the psula b'dalal avoides, those are fundamental differences between shinu kodesh and shinu b'aylim. So we're not going to say the same word that pesach b'shayim moish hashana b'shinu b'aylim is going to be a kosher korban shlomim. Zok the gemara. So even though these two are not substantial differences, but Tartimi Adafka, the other two are differences between Shinu Bailim and Shinu Kodesh. So if that's the case, so Oibazoi, back to the original Baya, since there's a difference between Shinu Bailim and Shinu Kodesh, Elomarova. Pesach sheshochta b'shayim ois hashona b'shinu b'aylim. When you sech the korban Pesach b'shayim ois hashona, which is the shlomim b'shinu b'aylim, don't say just like shinu b'aylim is a psul in the korban Pesach and it's oikur shein Pesach from it and it's a kosher korban shlomim. No, it's not like shaloi l'shma, which is a psul in the korban Pesach and it's oikur shein Pesach and it's kosher al shlomim. No, by shinu b'aylim it remains a korban Pesach without b'aylim. Zog di gemara elo marove Pesach sheshochta b'shayim ois hashona b'shinu b'aylim. Nase, we look at it. Like it's a korban pesach bismanoi without bailim, and it's like a puzzle. So shina bailim shloi bismanoi remains like a bismanoi dik a korban, meaning a korban pesach without bailim, and it's possible because if you need bailim, so mele it would be possible, and it would not be like shinu kodesh where we said korban pesach shloi bismanoi b'shinu kodesh is oikadosh hein pesach, and it would be kosher as a shlomim. Now the Gemara brings Rav Pinchas' din that yesh shinu bailim la'achamisa. So what's the havon in that? Does that mean that the bailim is the mace? The mace is the bailim? And Mamela, even though he's not alive, but lemaisa, it's still considered his carbon, even though there's no kapara lachamisa, but lemaisa, it's considered, it's shema mace is on the carbon. So shinu bailim is shaykh even lachamisa? Or pshat is no. The shinu bailim that we're saying that yesh lachamisa is the Yorish becomes the Bailim of the carbon. And if it's not Nishchad L'Shem Bailim, so mainly the Yorish has to bring another carbon because it wasn't L'Shem Bailim, meaning the Yorish. So that means the Chatchili have to Shech L'Shem the Yorish, he becomes the Bailim. Now, it could be that if you do L'Shem the Mace, it's not a Psul, because the Yorish is coming Mikoichoi, but Kaponim, these are the two Tzodim and Achronim, is the Yorish the Bailim, or is the Mace remain Taka the Bailim? The Nafkamina, Zog the Rogachova, and Sofis Penech would be by a Gersh a Mace Vein Lo Yorshim. Because if the reason is that Shinu Bailim Achamisa is the Bailis of the Yorshim, so over here there's no Yorshim. So it's not Shaykh Psul of Shinu Bailim. But Shaykh, the reason is because the Korban remains from the Mace, even though he's not alive, he's still, it's called the Shem Bailim, even though he's a Mace. So who would be a Mace? The Shaykh, din of Shinu Bailim. Zog the Mishnah, Shachtei Shloile Oichlov Shloile Minuyov. If you Shech the Korban Pesach Shloile Oichlov, or Shloile Minuyov, they were imparted the Minuyim, or La Reilim, or La Tmeim, it's possible. Because since you don't have any ksherim, it's all psulim, so then there's a psul tak in the Korban Pesach. Because there has to be at least one kazai is meant for people that are able to eat the Korban Pesach. Since none of these people can partake in the Korban Pesach, so mele it's a psul. Masha'enkin lo'oichlov v'shloi lo'oichlov. When part of the people are lo'oichlov, and they taka are able to eat it, so if you add some, you can shecht any Korban Pesach even for one kazai is to be eaten. So mele it doesn't stare me that ya'os have shloi lo'oichlov. So zok the mishra lo'oichlov v'shloi lo'oichlov. Or le'minuyov v'shloi le'minuyov. Or le'mulim u'la'reilim. Or le'tmeim u'la'tahorim. It's taka kosher. Because that's taka, you have also ksherim that are eating. Now, Tosis on Daf Samach Omed Aleph, as a kash on the top, in fact, Tosis, The contra made it says Tvayz Lashon Rishon. How do you understand his Mishnah? Vim Toimar Zaktayis on the top. Hechem mituk masisikra meyer. Hakatoni sefer letmeim letarim kosher. Why is tmeim and tarim kosher? After all, Tvayz Lashon Rishon would say that yeshechting letmeim. Vamai name Tvayz Lashon Rishon. Uvavoyda achas magid demachshavas tmeim lebeshchita. So if it's vavoyda achas Tvayz Lashon Rishon, so why is it tmeim letarim kosher? So Tosfos gives a teret v'yeshloimar. We're talking about specifically the masisin magid. This mission is talking about going to kaima kamei tmeim v'tarim. We're not talking about that you're specifically shechting for tmeim v'tarim. You have a bunch of people in front of you, tmeim and tahirim. V'oman, you say hareni shechet le'elu. I'm shechting for all these people over here. So meila, that is not considered Tosfos lashon rishon, and meila utaka be kosher. Blazer Moshe Horowitz says in his Hagos, he says in another teretz, he says, when does Rameya's din of Tvayz Lashon Rishon kick in? That's only negeya when you have a stira. L'moshel, harezet tmuras oyla tmuras shlomim. So when you taka have two different tmurasin, one of them is a stira to the other one, so tmuras oyla tmuras shlomim, you say Tvayz Lashon Rishon. Masha enkin l'tmeim l'tarim is not a stira. They're not a direct contradiction. You can have tmeim and tarim theoretically eat the carbon, just an alatu, but it's not a stira one to another. So mail over here doesn't pass the din of Tvayz Lashon Rishon, and that's how he answers Tvayz. Zogt mishne vayte shochte kolim chatzoyis posel. If you shech the korban pesel before chatzoyis, it's a psul mishum shenem, because it says in the posuk bein arba'im. It says by korban pesach v'shochte oyze kol kalad as yisol bein arba'im, and bein arba'im starts at least from chatzoyis. We said not to tzolay erev that tomech bein arba'im starts 6.5 hours into the day, but like Tosfos said over there earlier that be'etzem it's right after chatzoyis is ready this man of tomech bein arba'im. So then. Who had in Korban Pesach after that man, a second later will be good. But Koidim Chatzois, that Avade is a psul. Zog the Mishnah weiter, Shochtoi Koidim Letomit. Meaning, if you shechted the Korban Pesach before the Korban Tomit, it's kosher. Now, even though Lechatchili you have to shecht it after the Korban Tomit, but Lemaisa, it's not a psul. As long as someone else is Memaris, he's Ma'arev, he switches, he turns, and he makes sure that the blood doesn't dry up of the Korban Pesach, Achi Zorek Atomit. Like this, the Zvik of the Dam Atomit could be, take place earlier, and meanwhile the blood of the Korban Pesach will still remain Roy Lezrika. And you Zorek it after the Zvik of the Tomit. Now let's say a person did not follow that order. Vim Nizrak, and we Zorek the Dam of the Korban Tomit, Pesach, I mean, before the Korban Tomit. And not that you were Memarik it and you waited for the Tomit to be sprinkled, but Vim Nizrak, if you Zorek the Dam of the Pesach before the Tomit, it's still kosher, because the Etzim Din of being Makd in Tomit the Pesach is not Ma'akev, and the Etzim, if you Makev the Ganze Korban Pesach before, not just the Shchita, but even the Zrika, it's kosher. Zok the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Keitzad Shaloi La'Oichlov. What does it mean? That is a Machshava of Shaloi La'Oichlov. L'Shum Choyle or L'Shum Zokain. Meaning you're shechting it for a choyle or a zokin that cannot eat physically. So mele, it's shloi la'oichlov. Now the choyle and the zokin la'oilim could be part of the menuyin, but lemaise they're not called oichlim because they can't eat it physically. The next part of the Mishnah, keitzat shloi la'menuyov, what's called shloi la'menuyov? That's talking about nimnolav chabura zu, v'shochta l'shem chabura acheres. That means you have a chabura that acquired the Korban Pesach, and they're the ones that are supposed to eat it, and you shechted it for a different chabura that were not named on this carbon. So mele, that's called shloi la'menuyov. Zok dugmal menuani mili. How do we know that Pesach has been shechted dafka la'menuyov? The Tanu Rabbanon state in the pasuk b'michsas nefoshos. We learn in the pasuk it says b'michsas nefoshos. B'michsas means for the amount, the minion, the people that were part of the carbon. B'michsas nefoshos. That's the whole pasuk. So it says twice the shorish of the mixas. The mixas nefoshes for the minion of the nefoshes. Ish lefi ochlu ochloi tachoisu alaseh. Zog demor malamet shene pesach nishchat elo leminuyov. So you have to have leminuyim. Zog demor yochol shochtesh lo leminuyov yehe ko'over ala mitzvah kosher. Maybe be the eved it's kosher. It's just lechatchila dikadin. Zog demor tamad loimar. It says b'michsas. And tachoisu, it says twice. The mixas nefoshes, meaning the amount of people that were part of the original carbon. And then it says tachoisu alaseh, which is also a lotion of minyan, of minui, of the ones that were appointed. So akos of shana olav la'akev, since it says twice the shorish of tachoisu and b'mixas, so many it's coming to me la'akev, and b'di'eved, it's possible. It has to be dafka leminuyov.
Now, this din that Pesach is only Shechta leminuyov, what makes a person a part of the minuyim of the Korban Pesach? So either it could be that he actually partook in buying of the Korban Pesach, and that's a mashmoris, and Rashi clearly says that the people that are part of the minyan, the minuyim, they were chelik of the kinyan, of the domim, of acquiring of the etzim carbon. Rashi in Zvachim daf nun vav on the base. That means you have to actually have a schi and a kinyan in the carbon, and not just say, I'm part of it. You have to actually acquire it. And the pshat is that a bailus on the carbon is a momentic abailim. A bailus on the carbon is not just because I'm a nimna. I have a chelik in the chelik of the kinyonim of the moment in the carbon. That's when I have a kapara on the carbon. The other side would be no. You don't need a momentic abailim. As long as you're a minui, as long as it was a minui that you're from the mamunim, you're part of the chabura, even if you didn't chip in at all in the moment part of the kinyan, but the etzem minui is a mechudas de kedin that you could be mismana in the Korban Pesach, that would be enough.
So the Biskrov and Sefer in Korban Pesach, over there he says that you need an actual kinyan memoini in the Korban, and that's how you become a minuyan. The Aviyezi has a shtickle, a blaze of shach, in Me'ilah, and he says that be etzem a minui alone is a mechudas de kedin, you could be mismana on the Korban. So that's how the Gemara learns out over here, Menuani Mili, that you need to be from the minuyim, it's only kosher leminuyov, it's only nishchad leminuyov, from bemichsas and tachoisu. Shina la'akev, that bemichsas loshen of minyan, and memele it's davka leminuyin. Zok di gomorra, Rabbi Oimer, this whole din of bemichsas nefoshois is a din only in the shechita. Like we said, be'etzim, by Korban Pesach, the ik is not the kapora, the ik is the achila. It's not like other karbonas, the ik is the kapora, so the shinu bailim is in the zrika. Or I kapanim all the dalal avoiders for the zrika. By Korban Pesach, the ikke is the achila. So that's by the shechita. And that's the Gemara taichs up now, a new taich in Tachoisu, in Bemichsas, that's referring to a loshen of shechita. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Oimer, loshen susihu. Loshen susi, zog drashi, that it's a loshen arami. Chachmi umis korin lo linga, shuya. Either it's loshen of Syrian or Sursi, but it's Arami. But the point is, in Sursi, tochoisu min shchita. Zog di Gemara, ka'odem shoyim l'chaveroi, kois lit leze. Kois is a loshen of shchoit. Kot, bishech this tle. So we see a loshen of tochoisu, kois, is a loshen of shchita. So b'michzas nefoshois, that means that tochoisu alaseh, that b'shas the shchita, yitaka have to be leminuyin. Zog di Gemara, Ashkechon, Shaloy Leminuyov, Shaloy Leuchel Menolon, that not Leminuyov, meaning it passes the Pesach. What about Shaloy Leuchel? How do we know it passes? Shaloy Leuchel mean someone who's an Oral or a Zokain? Zok de Gemara, Omakro, Ishlefi Euchloi, Tachoisu. That means that we're comparing Iskish, Euchel and Leminuyin, meaning both are mentioned in the same Pasuk, Euchel, Tachoisu. So Ishlefi Euchel, Tachoisu, so Tachoisu takim in shechita, and the whole problem of shinu bailim we takas said is in the shechita by Korban Pesach. And who are then we know shalala oichlin because we're makish in the same posik. It says to lefi achla tachoisu, so we makish oichlin to the minuyin, to the din of tachoisu, the minuyin that they have to be b'shas shechita, they have to be mina minuyin. Now Tosis points out Rebbe is not arguing on Tanakama. So Tosis says Rebbe Yom Eloshen Suusizu, or you may read the Rebbe Le Polik at Tanakama. Umoydidiki kuva ba oichlo v'minuyov. Ve'enam lefarish dvorov, do le pasli oichlo v'minuyov ele b'shchita. He's teaching to choysu, since Eloshen Suusizu, it means shchita. He's saying this psul of shalala v'minuyov is only gezogt in shchita. All right, we'll stop over here, the bottom of the omet. The top of the omet, samach aleph, omet aleph, shochtu lemoylin.